You sure sound happy today, Don.
That's because I've come up with a scheme that's going to make me filthy rich, Yael.
So, let's hear it.
Zebras.
Zebras?
Yes, zebras. Think about it. There are all these zebras on the African plains just running around and wasting their time. People like to ride horses, right? So why not zebras?
You're going to domesticate zebras.
You got it. And since we're buddies, I'll even let you in on the deal. For a small investment, of course.
Thanks, Don, but no thanks. After all, domesticating zebras is nothing new.
It's not?
No. In fact, people have been trying to domesticate zebras for about 100 years.
So the zebra market has already been cornered?
Not exactly. There is no zebra market because zebras can't be domesticated.
Why not? Aren't they pretty much horses with stripes?
No. Compared to horses, zebras are pretty unpredictable. They can be very aggressive and even vicious as they get older. Plus, their body shape doesn't take a saddle very well. Trying to train and ride a zebra is pretty dangerous.
So it's impossible?
Not impossible. Over the years, some zebras have been successfully trained, but as a group, they just don't lend themselves to domestication. Some animal trainers and breeders have created zebra hybrids, such as the Zorse, a cross between a zebra and a horse, and the Zonkey, which is what you get when you cross a zebra and a donkey.
That sounds slightly creepy.
Yeah. So far, there's no specific purpose to creating zebra hybrids. They're not stronger or more useful than regular horses and donkeys.
So maybe we should just leave the zebras alone.
They'd probably appreciate it.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.